We're going to Afghanistan for this next story, where NATO soldiers wear Dari language patches that pledge help and cooperation. For the past 5 years, Western nations have spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to fulfill that pledge, but getting Western help to Afghans is not so easy, and when it doesn't reach them, the consequences can be dire. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports from the southern province of Uruzgan.
The sounds of a military exercise were not what organizers had in mind last weekend for the formal opening of a trade school for young Afghan men in the southern province of Uruzgan. Building the single-story white school on a NATO base outside the provincial capital, Tirinkot, and surrounding it with sandbags, barriers, and razor wire wasn't their preferred choice either. But the safety measures and ill-timed exercise highlight the quandary facing Western forces in provinces like Uruzgan. How to do meaningful reconstruction and provide security while beating back the Taliban. To hear local leaders like Malawai Hamdela tell it, NATO is failing at all three. The respected mullah was invited by NATO to deliver the prayer at the school opening ceremony. He did so and then launched into an unexpected diatribe.
The honorable people of Uruzgan province have been taken hostage in the claws of the enemy. For the sake of God, you officials help us have a better life. Our people need reconstruction. Our people need jobs. You should find a way to freedom.
The Pashto words of Hamdela, who heads Uruzgan's Shura, or council, were not translated for the largely Western audience. Nevertheless, his plea set the tone for Afghan officials who spoke after him. Each described the growing Taliban menace in this province that is the birthplace of the group's leader, Mullah Mohammed Omar. Each described the mounting despair of the 300,000-plus Afghans who live here. They told of people being unable to travel to neighboring villages because anywhere between 40 and 60% of the province is controlled by the Taliban. And officials complained that not enough schools, roads, or wells are being built to meet basic needs. But Dutch Major General Ton van Loon, commander of NATO-led troops in southern Afghanistan, urged patience, noting that reconstruction teams have only been here for 6 months.
I'm quite sure that there are some areas where we do not have full control, where the government does not have full control yet. And that's what we need to work on. But you have to start somewhere. And this is where we've started.
Uruzgan legislator Mohammed Hashim Watanwal says that NATO isn't doing enough. Watanwal says after the years U.S.-led forces have spent cleaning the Taliban out of Uruzgan, his province is now falling back into insurgents' hands. He says the Taliban use bribes, intimidation, and violence to force Pashtun elders to turn their villages over to insurgents. The legislator who prepared an in-depth report on the problems facing Uruzgan also accuses Karzai's advisors of ignoring widespread corruption within the province. He is especially critical of the governor, a former Taliban official.
All the central government wants to present is a handful of lies, and NATO forces go to the districts, bomb and destroy villages, but then withdraw, not leaving any soldiers in place. So then the Taliban come back and accuse the people of being spies for NATO.
Uruzgan's governor, the former Taliban official, failed to show up for the opening of the school here. His education director and chief of police also stayed away, and the governor declined to be interviewed. But President Hamid Karzai's office rejects claims of corruption and deteriorating security. Spokesman Khalik Ahmed describes Uruzgan's governor as a good man. He says things are much better in the province than they were a year ago.
Uruzgan is one of the four provinces that is high on our list, and we are doing right now the most we can to improve this province.
Legislator Watanwal accuses Karzai's government of having blinders on. He wants the U.S. and NATO to pressure the Afghan leader to take a closer look at what is happening in Uruzgan and other war-torn provinces. Otherwise, Watanwal says, he fears the Taliban will win. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Tirinkot.